When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. So hard sometimes when I think about how I didn't want to do coaching because I was like holding on to like this business that was my definition of success. But then I'm like, oh wait, like God, I think you really could be right about this. You know, you really could have something better. That's why in 2019, when he told me to shut down the coaching business, as much as it was paying very well, I'm like, I got to listen and I got to listen immediately because I know for a fact that God sees what's on the other side of this. And I talked about that on the last live that we did with Lily from Your Financial Silence. But people don't talk about enough walking away from something that's paying well because God says to do it. Like, it's easy to walk away from something when it's not serving you financially. It's easy to be like, oh, yes, God has greater. Yes, this is good. We're not going nowhere but up. It's easy to think like that. But when it's something that's paying you well, when it's something that you are known for, when it's something that literally, like, when people think about Jess, they think about Fashionpreneur. Like, when people would think about me, they would think about Fire Your Boss Academy. That was almost like a second name or something. And people literally were saying that to me when I said that God told me to shut it down. They were like, what do you mean? Like, this is what people know you for. But I was God's daughter before I was any of that stuff. Jess was God's daughter before she was any of that stuff. Like, that's why I always try to tell people, like, listen, I'm God's daughter first. I'm a wife next. I'm a mother next. And I'm everything else after that. Like, because these are the most important things. Like, when you get to a place where something is paying you so well, like so well that when God tells you to walk away from it, you can't walk away from it. That means that that thing has become an idol. That thing has become more important to you than God is important to you. So it was tough because I still had so many people reaching out like, well, what do you mean you don't do coaching? You know, what's going on? Somebody actually reached out like a couple of weeks ago and was like, well, I met Jess and I want the program that she had. I'm like, do y'all know that this was like 7-8 years?
Like this was literally 7 years ago.
That Jess was not in this program like yesterday. Like this was something that was such a long time ago. But they'll say that or they'll be like, well, I heard Tatum's podcast and Tatum has said like, and I'm like, y'all, no, like, no, 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 and no. And it was so funny because I'm like, God, this is tough. And it was tough because like I said, he told me to walk away from something that was super profitable. And it got to be a very dark time for me financially. And it was hard to talk about because so many people were used to me being at a certain level. You know, I was at six figures before my 25th birthday. I was able to do all these things and buy all these things. And the person that if somebody knew, like, I need somebody to go on a trip, they can call me and I can go. I'm going to have the money. Like, I was that person. So to be there and then come into 2019 after I've gotten married and now, you know, we have this child on the way, it felt like this is like, who is this person that I am? Like, this is not recognizable. Like, you know, thank God for a good husband that as soon as I went to him and said, God told me to shut this down, he was like, okay, so what's for dinner? Like, he never like really flinched on it. It was just like, okay, like, I'm your husband. You're going to be fine. You know, I'm a provider. Like, it's going to be okay. But I wasn't used to that. Like, okay, I know you're a provider and all that, but I have my own money. Like, no, like, I know you got your business, but I got my own. Like, I didn't really want to like be about that life, but I had to understand that God was teaching me several things in that season. One, he was teaching me how to truly submit to my husband because so many entrepreneurs, we are so bossed up that we don't know what it means to be submissive to your husband. So he was teaching me that. And then I remember when we moved into our townhouse and we relocated to Dallas, of course, that was like a big thing, but we moved into the townhouse and I walked into the bedroom that I knew was going to be our son's room. And of course, it was completely empty because, you know, we had moved in. But mind you, we don't have nothing on the way, no crib. We don't have nothing, you know, that's on the way. And so I remember going in that room and just crying because I felt like such a burden on my husband at that moment. I just felt like almost everything I need, I'm having to go to him and ask him. And of course, not, you know, with our child, because this is our child, but still, I'm like, dang, like, I just feel like I'm not hardly contributing nothing. Like, I'm not contributing in the way that, you know, I was able to commit prior. Like, and it was really something that was a struggle for me. And so I got in my son's room. I prayed over his room. I anointed his room. And God told me, he said, this room is going to be completely filled. You're going to have everything you need and y'all aren't going to buy any of it. And when I tell y'all, my son's recurring virtual baby shower is still talked about. Like, it was like a train of stuff. Like, some stuff, I don't even know who it was from. I would be coming home from doctor's appointments and boom, it's a crib outside. Boom, it's the rocking chair outside. It's gift cards outside for food. It's this, it's that. Like, when God gave you that word and said that he would provide all your needs, he means even the things that you don't know that you need, even the things that you don't remember that you need. Like, God does not play about his children. And that season for me, it was one of the toughest seasons, but God was also preparing me to be able to say no to other things, to prioritize what was important to me. Because it's easy when somebody, I mean, I had people sliding in my DMs, like, just say your price, just say the number. But my faith in God, my trust in God is not for sale. And that's something that we got to understand, especially when you get in industries like the fashion industry, the entertainment industry, getting in these industries where it's so many different demonic ties and just demonic spirits in those industries, like, people will try to buy you. I wanted to start Supernaturally Paid because I'm like, people need to understand that you don't have to sell your soul to be successful. You don't have to turn down your Jesus to be successful. You don't have to fake like you don't open up your Bible in order to be successful. But that's what Instagram is teaching us. Instagram is telling us maybe we should say the universe and not say God. But no, I believe in the creator of the universe. That's no shade to nobody, but this is what I believe in. So that's what's going to be on this page. Like, I had to send out my email last week and say, listen, if y'all have a problem with me quoting scripture, if you have a problem with me talking about God, this is not the place for y'all. Cause I'm like, I'm warning y'all right now, like, God is doing some things. I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be running around this room. I'm going to be laying hands. I'm going to be praying for people. Like, God is going to get every bit of this glory because y'all see the good stuff. Y'all see what I choose to show on Instagram. You don't see me on my face crying in 2019, 9 months pregnant, crying, wondering like, God, how is this going to happen? You know, what is going on? Like, what are we getting ready to do? Like, what's getting ready to take place? You don't see me on my face in that way and feeling like a failure because I walked away from this company that was making me more in a day than I was making in a year. But you only see how in 2020, God had me make $200,000 in an hour. This is what y'all see. And so y'all think, oh no, she been on. No, you don't understand the trust that I had to submit and surrender to God to get to that place where he said, I will trust you with this type of income. I will trust you with this kind of assignment because I know that you'll say it's me that did it. I know you're not going to get on a stage and take my glory and try to take all the credit for doing something like this. Like, I mean, it's crazy how so many people, the $20,000 payday in a month is literally keeping you from the $100,000 payday in a week because you're not willing to trust God, because you're not willing to get a little bit uncomfortable. You're not willing to turn down the vacation for a little bit of time. You're not willing to not look like you the big dog out of all your friends that's making all the money and all of this stuff. You're not willing to be humble and say, you know what, God, I'm going to enter this season with you. And you wondering why things continue to be stagnant. I want to say the scripture is in, I think it's in like the book of James somewhere, but it talks about how We need to go through certain tests and we need to go through certain trials because it builds up our faith endurance. Supernaturally paid would have never happened if it wasn't what I went through in 2019. It would have never happened because getting in that type of situation, it literally allowed me to really see God's hand. I remember when I got quiet, God said, everything that you told people about trusting me more than they trust their bank account.
Yep.
It's time for you to start living it. And this is why you better be careful what you out here saying about God.
Yeah.
Because when I tell y'all, he really put me to the test in 2019. And I had to really say like, mm-hmm. okay, God, like, I know you got me with this. I'm talking about checks coming in the mail, money coming that I was not even
I'm looking
expecting.
Up something to tell you right now. While you're talking about test me, checks in the mail.
Girl, like I'm telling you, like God will do it all when you literally turn it over to him. Like I'm telling you. And I really want you to be able to share this too. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about like being thankful for the people that God uses you to serve. Because it's so easy when you're in the coaching industry to see your clients getting successful. And I've had this happen to me on an end where I've been a client and then I start getting successful. And then the coach kind of start acting a little bit like a whole nother person. You know, oh, I've had that happen to me with two different coaches. It's been like really, really crazy. Like, I'm like, well, I thought you wanted me to be successful. I thought you wanted me to do well. But I had to realize these were people that wanted me to be successful, but they didn't want me to go past them. It was all good until we started sitting on the same panels. It was all good until we started getting the same level of respect, you know, as entrepreneurs. And so that's always been something that I really pride myself on is just truly standing. And when I say standing, like, I mean, like, I'm gonna be in the front row. Yes, Tatum. Yes, Jeff. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be hyped because I've seen it. It's like, you've seen this beautiful journey. That how can you not celebrate this? How can you not be happy? But I wanted to talk about that because your blessing, your increase might be tied into you just giving somebody else their flowers, celebrating somebody else. It's not always going to be a season where it's your turn to be on a stage in the same way that it was before. You have to be able to celebrate other people. You have to be able to give them their flowers. You have to be able to shout them out. You got to be able to say congratulations. Because I'm so happy for you. I find so much joy in the fact that you're getting ready to do this. You have to be able to speak highly over them in that way. Jealousy is certainly not of God. Certainly not. At all. So I had to get that out there because I know that's been my experience like with so many people.
I've had experiences like that, not necessarily from coaches or mentors. You know what? Actually, I have worked with a couple people. They weren't mentors or coaches. They were industry experts in certain fields or arenas that could help my business scale. And I remember when I was still living in Baltimore, not making any money yet, I was networking and reaching out to a lot of those people. And you were a part of that. Yeah, you know some of those people. And I remember reaching out to some of them. And I remember reaching out to some of them and then being in like, oh, ignoring me, telling me I'm not moving quick enough, telling me selling dreams. And I remember feeling like, you know, I was being sold dreams before by one entrepreneur, like, oh, you're gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, just pay me $10,000 today, put it in my bank account, I have my assistant send you the bank information. I immediately prayed over and was like, hey, I'm not going to move forward. And the person just got so snappy, so nasty. We've done so many panels together. I am now your peer and you weren't a part of any of the process. So you got to, one thing I truly learned, especially in this industry, fashion is so surface level. It is so superficial. And people are so used to going off what they see. I've watched people literally link up just because they both like wearing bags from Chanel. Like literally they know nothing about each other, you know?
Yeah.
And literally a lot of the people that didn't want to, and I didn't have too many experiences like that, but it was a small group. I would say like three people in particular I can remember that like when I was literally trying to scale, looking for mentorship, seeking guidance, they were kind of like, eh, no. And once we became peers, and I'm on the panel, oh, let's go get dinner after. Let's go get lunch after. Not interesting.
No, thank you.
So I feel like first things first, one of the keys to it is like when you guys are seeking education, resources, I feel like people aren't doing things in the correct sequence. Nobody's praying over it first. I pray every person into my life and out. I mean, down to the person that takes out the trash in my office. I'm praying over who's coming in for business opportunities, who I'm networking with. I went to 2 networking events last week. I prayed over them. I still decline invitations that I get every single day because it's not something that represents where my focus is or where my vision is as far as where God is taking me or his vision for me. I fast over it first. I fast over who I'm connecting with. Right now, you know, I've just been fasting over the increase that God has coming. And it is insane how far obedience will get you. So I could easily, especially in this industry being well-known, I could easily sit at the table with the wrong people just to say, I know these people and I'm just not that girl. Yep. So for me, I've always been obedient and be like, I'll decline. I'm not interested. I've literally ended relationships that were not suiting where God's purpose was for me. And I remember earlier this month, we all fasted on the first together. Mm-hmm. And when I did this fast, I did it specifically over the increase that was coming. You pre-warned me. I don't know if you remember this. In January, you pre-warned me that June was going to be a month where I saw numbers I never seen before in my life. That's what you told me back in June.
See, that's why people be having to record what I say.
I forget. I said, Jesus, June 1st. I'm here to
collect. Because I don't be remembering.
Literally within God's word, though, there's a scripture where God says to test me and give me a 10. And I'm blessing after blessing. Like they will literally fall. I don't know the exact scripture, but I had in my notes, it says, test me and give me, it's like, give me the 10. And I feel like for me, I've always been very obedient in my increase. So the people that were literally turning their head towards me 5 years ago, literally within 1 year, 2 years, we're co-paneling together. Mm-hmm. But during this entire process of entrepreneurship, I had always, always been obedient in giving my 10th. And June 1st, I said, God, I'm checking in. You told me to test you. I've been giving my 10th, and I know that you blessed me so much. Even on the darkest days when I first started, I have no money. God got his 10th. And I gave my 10% on the first, so excited for what God was about to do. I want y'all to know that my assistant might be on here. Josie, I saw her on here earlier, but my assistant Josie FaceTimed me last week. She said, Jess, you got all these checks that just came in the mail. I don't know what it is. I said, open them up. Open my mail.
Right. Come on. Open let's see.
She starts showing them to me. $9,000, $8,000, $7,000, $5,000. I got almost like $25,000 in random checks last week.
Thank you, God.
And it's like, I don't think people understand how much deeper it is than what we see worldly. Like, so Instagram is literally the world. So you have to choose to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Like, what you guys are seeing between Raven on my social media, my captions, I might talk a little flex every here and there, but it's a flex with God. I'm going to give it back to Deuteronomy 28. Right. I'm going to give it back to the fact that the peace that you see, I'm a flex that I have some peace, but you're going to know that my God gave me this peace. And it's really an opportunity for you to see, like, you know, this is just literally the result of obedience. Like, and I all my captions is literally a flex on what God does for me. So I think you got to be careful what you subscribe to. I don't follow. I literally unfollowed one of my peers yesterday. It was too much twerking on the page. Didn't like it.
Gotta, yeah. Like, I was supposed to say, I've had to do a lot of that. Yeah.
All the day, all the time. So I think the obedience is what you got to be sold out for first. And if you're sold out for the obedience and you know exactly who you are, then there's no way that somebody can make you feel that you're not qualified to be in a room. There's no way that you can even get fooled. Like, I can literally see where the enemy is standing at this point, as far as my wisdom and my knowledge and my strength in God and my strength in my word and my discernment and my obedience and my soul. I'm so sold out for the vision. I can see it. So for my students, I can't even think. I can't even get my mind around the concept of being unhappy for them. That's first of all, why would I not want the testimonial?
Right. That's telling me, I mean, that helps you and your business. Hello.
I be on my students' bumper. Can y'all send me a video? Can y'all say that again? When Candace told me this was the best class she ever had and she had a master's in business, I said, say that again on camera.
Like, wait a minute. Can you say that again? Can you
I need it all.
This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly.
We're all here together, you know? I just make sure that I let them know that, you know, God is here. Every time we have a Q&A class with my students, there's a prayer at the end of the call that I guide and lead. I've never had a Q&A without it. there's just certain things where God has to be invited in for me. Mm-hmm. And I think because I've always invited God into my entrepreneurial endeavors, I just don't have a lot of those crazy war stories where it's like, this person did me this dirty. I've had some crazy things happen, but negativity and the enemy isn't on my back because God gave me all this. He'll come around. Mm-hmm. He'll test me, but I can see what it is. So mm-hmm. for me, I'm always elated to see my students winning. I'm always elated to sit on a panel next to the person that disqualified me, unqualified me. And mm-hmm. sometimes half of them now come to me seeking to be a student. And I don't even offer the program y'all looking for no more. Sorry. So, you know,
that's crazy how that works.
Oh, it's so funny how God will work. So you just got to be obedient. You got to be aware. But for me, I'm just so sold out. And I'm not perfect in any way, but I'm so sold out for God's vision that, like, I just continue to see the increase. We always talk about how we don't budget. You know, I just don't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live my lux life. And God is going to continue to bless me with random checks in the mail because I'm giving him his 10%. You know, somebody asked, where do I get my 10% to? My church. So mm-hmm. I tithe at my actual church, Faithful Central. I don't miss my Sundays of church. It's just certain things that go along with it that I feel like people don't talk about enough. And I feel like mm-hmm. it's really the investment into your spirit. And everybody gets up and wakes up and they see like, oh, well, this coach or this mentor put this out. So I'm going to sign up for the ebook. And why didn't I get the same result as what this person got? Mm-hmm. It starts with your spirit. It starts with the God in your life. It starts with your obedience. So you can literally do everything that Raven taught me in her curriculum 7 years ago. You can do everything I teach you in the Fashionpreneur Academy and still be broke. And mm-hmm. I have plenty of stories like that where it's like, you still ain't launched yet. You still do that. So where's your spirit? And now I'm going back to people and I'm in my thought process of how I was when I had to humble myself when I was 24 years old and my first supervisor said, well, recite the Lord's Prayer. And that's the first thing I think. I always look at that moment when I see that they're like, oh, this didn't happen for me or this isn't working out. Or people DM mm-hmm. me. I get DMs every day. You know, can you help me with this? I'm having trouble with this. It's just not working. I'm just not making money. And I just think back to that moment. Well, tell me where you are with God. That's the first step. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for me, I don't be around too much weird stuff. And I'm in LA, so it's weird.
Right. I would say it's weird out there. I know.
But I just X myself out. I get invited to all types of stuff. I see who's involved. I'm definitely one of those who are there type of people.
Right.
And I know what I want to be. I always pray like, God, give me the strength to be the light in the room. Mm-hmm. And if in any way the enemy is in here, tell me when it's time for me to get up. And I know mm-hmm. when to not go. I have been invited to huge events and I would sit in my bed and watch Netflix. Mm-hmm. So you just gotta have that discernment.
Yes, I think, you know, another thing that I want them to take away from this is that God is literally bigger than anything that you can imagine. We talked on the last live stream because Lily, you know, her background is like in finance. So mm-hmm. we talked a lot about like how God is bigger than the credit bureau and mm-hmm. he's bigger than like the lender qualifications and, you know, all of that stuff. But when you sit at the table with God, you are literally sitting at the biggest and the most bossed up table when you are sitting with him. And I wanted to highlight that because in the fashion industry, you hear so much about how you have to network and, you know, you have to get in the room and, you know, you got to meet people. And but it's the wrong room if you got to get out of alignment with God mm-hmm. to be into that room. So that's something, you know, really put it to the test. Like I always tell people, you check things by looking at the fruit. It is a lot of entrepreneurs that's on Instagram talking about God this and God that. What God are they talking about? And that's not, you know, to say that you should like not like somebody that doesn't have the same beliefs in you or, you know, mm-hmm. anything like that. But you really got to check what's really going on because a lot of these people are not who you think that they are. And you don't want to get into the bed with the devil because you're out here thinking that that's the way to success. You're out here thinking that, well, maybe I just got to do this. Maybe if I just start, you know, talking like this or doing mm-hmm. like that. Like I tell people all the time, they'll be like, oh, like this type of campaign would look really, really cute. Mm-hmm. You know, for Andy, you should do this. And I mean, I've gotten different comments. Like if you will wear something like this, mm-mm. No, like, first of all, I'm God's daughter. And second of all, I'm Tim's wife. I will not be in no campaign and you're seeing me twerking for the sake of selling no bag. Like, if that is what's going to attract people, that's not even the customer for me. Okay. Like, so no.
I followed a business page yesterday. It was like two girls twerking to sell cat suits. I was like, this is what it is. Like, it's a weird time. It's a weird time.
Very.
It's a weird time on social media. You will get sucked in. And
mm-hmm. And think, do I have to do that?
Yeah.
It's so easy for people to get locked into, do I have to do that? Or should I change this? Because they're getting clicks. They're getting follows. People are going on their page like, no, I don't. I'm not going to compromise what I believe in. I'm not going to compromise who I believe in for the sake of selling something. And I just think that's something that we have to continue to be mindful of as faith-based entrepreneurs. Another thing, like I'm so reminded of the scripture. I think it's in the book of Genesis where God talks about how he will make our name great. He says, I will make you into a great nation. And I love that so much because God has a say with that. And I've seen his hand so many times when I've been sitting in my bed, minding my business, and I ain't gone viral. It ain't no Facebook ad. It's no influencer that I'm literally sitting here minding my business, making my son a waffle, doing something else. And it's like, wait, what? How did this, like literally God. So you can't panic when it feels like everything that you're doing in the natural is not something that is working. Like I used to be the person that when I would have a drop, every 5 seconds, I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at the computer. What's going on? We literally had a drop at the same time as this live started. And this is how you know, like, God is just strategic and funny. Because I remember, like, thinking to myself, like, ooh, wait. Like, I'm talking to Jess at 12 Central Time, but we have a drop at that time. So I'm like, should I ask her, can I get 10 minutes? Should I ask her, you know, can I get... But I'm like, but what do you have to do, though?
You don't have to do nothing.
Check your phone. Check your, like, what are you asking for 10 minutes? What are you doing in this time? So I said, okay, you know what? Like, I'm not going to ask her. And it's just been beautiful to be able to sit here and trust whatever God has going on. I don't got to keep looking. I don't got to panic. I don't got to hurry up and try to offer something for 75% off. I don't got to go and say, I'm going to give you a buy one, get one free. I don't need to panic. Because what God told me in my prayer time, he told me prepare the inventory. In the midst of what people say is a recession, God said, this is not going to touch you and your family. In the midst of what people are saying is a recession, God keeps telling me the word unprecedented. He keeps saying, you will make an unprecedented amount of money in this time. And I keep telling this to my Increase 365 sisters because I'm like, I need y'all to grab this. I need y'all to know that this is not just for me. I need y'all to believe that this is going to hit your household as well. The people that are trusting God at this time, I'm telling y'all, the ones that's panicking is the people that's going to be under all kinds of stress, is the people that is going to be feeling like, oh my goodness, like my hair is falling out. Like what's going on? God does not want us over here panicking. Somebody, what you mentioned when you said the scripture about put me to the test is in the book of Malachi. Somebody actually gave it to us in the comments. And of course, Malachi 3:10 talks about like tithing, but I love how it goes on to say like, literally, like God will give you so much that you will not even have room. Like we think that overflow is like this worldly word. No, it's literally biblical. It's not something that people are saying in a trendy way. God said, if you would trust me, if you would put me to the test, if you would give me my 10, I would give you so much that you literally would not even have enough room for. Another scripture, I can't think of the exact scripture off the top of my head, but we've talked about this in Increase, how God talks about how your crops will not be touched. He talks about how he'll protect your crops. So I want to put that out there to you guys as well. Like you have to believe in this time that your business will not be touched. You have to believe in this time that your clients won't be touched. Your house will not be touched. Your car will not be touched. It doesn't matter how many food shortages there are. God will make sure that you and your family don't have to skip a meal. What's a famine to people who do not believe is not ever a famine for those of us that agree that we are going to trust God. I pray that y'all take that away from this live. I pray that you listen when God tells you to invest into something. I just want us to cover Jess in prayer before we get out of here because we are so excited about your school. We are so excited about just what God has lined up. And I just want to decree and declare that every powerful prophetic word that was spoken over your life, your finances, your income, your future family, that it is going to come to pass. So let's just lift Jess up. Let's put some fire in the chat box right now. I'm just so grateful to be connected with you. I'm so grateful to know you. I'm so thankful to be able to just be a part of your success story from this side, to be able to see what's going on and things like that. And I'm just so excited for you. So God, we just lift Jess up and we just thank you for everything that you're doing in her life. We pray for continued increase over her and her finances. We pray that you would just continue to just align her with the right people, Lord. We thank you that she would know when the rooms are not for her. We thank you that you wouldn't even touch the doorknob when you know that it is not in. And so, Lord, we just praise you for that. We just lift you up. We thank you for the accreditation that is not even going to have as strenuous of a process that other schools have seen because people know that God is in the midst of this. So we just thank you for ease of access over the school. We thank you that the people will come in numbers. We thank you that you will line the funding up, that it would not be challenging for them to start because they'll have the resources. We thank you that this would be a global thing, that people will be coming from all over the world, Lord, from countries that we can't even pronounce. We just thank you for that, God. We thank you for her future husband. We thank you for her future family. We thank you for things that they're going to do together. This is another word. We thank you for things that they're going to do forever. And Lord, as obedient as she already is, we just thank you for sharpening her obedience because we believe that as her obedience is sharpened, that there would just be another level of increase that you would just get all the glory for. So we just thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you for being a part of this live and just being transparent with sharing your story. I love to hear it all the time. You know, like we talked about, people see the other side of it. And so they think, oh, it's easy to invest in yourself. You have money. I'm like, no, y'all didn't see the investments that she was making when she didn't have it like that. Okay.
Y'all didn't know. Y'all did not know.
Y'all didn't see that. We had to introduce y'all to that side. We had to, you know, take it back a little bit. Nicole, I love you too. I'm going to be in your inbox, okay, about you being on here because this is another conversation that needs to be had. But I hope that y'all have been
on this thing,
enjoying the God Pays Me series. I hope that y'all grabbed a piece of that word that was just spoken, that your crops will not be touched, that a recession will literally not come near you and your
storehouses will
and
be full.
And your crops are good. Overflow is your portion. Don't think about what people are out here saying. Don't think about what the stock market looks like, what the housing market looks like. Y'all, that's the thing too, y'all, because God has been telling me to just buy these stocks. And I'm at the point where I don't even check out stock accounts because it's very sad. You know, when you look at your stocks, it's like, wait a minute, am I dumb? Am I slow? Because why am I buying this and it's just dropping like this? Why was it here yesterday? And then today, you know, it's all the way down here. But I'm believing that God knows what's on the other side of this. Okay.
He does.
So I'm believing that he knows. I'm believing that. I'm trusting him. I'm standing on his word. And, you know, it's so much joy in being obedient. It's so much peace.
It really is. I have no stress.
It's so much peace and just being obedient.
It's just a recession. I mean, that has nothing to do with me. My storehouse
nothing
is full.
Nothing to do with me.
My increase is full. My tithe
nothing
is full.
Nothing to do with me.
Sorry. We're good over here.
Yeah. I don't know how to spell recession. Sorry. It doesn't impact us.
It really doesn't.
It does not impact us. Mm-hmm. I hope that you guys enjoyed this live so much. I'm going to make sure I save it. Y'all were already yelling like, girl, you better save this live.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to make sure that I save this live. And thank you so much, Jess. We're going to be like talking offline in a second. But thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you.
Appreciate you so much. And I will see you guys in the next live. Tomorrow we are back at the same time with Tatum from Blessed and Bossed Up. Y'all do not want to miss that live stream. I cannot wait. So I will talk to y'all then.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.